Welcome back to our precious divine office celebration of the Word of God, prayer, and reading time. I want to begin with the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Then the part of the office that introduces the prayers is called the invitatory. Again, a time to help us recollect and sort of snap out of whatever's going on in our lives, to be able to be receptive to God and to God's Word. God, Christ, has appeared to us. Come, let us adore him. Now we pick one of several antiphon, several psalms to use with that antiphon for the invitatory. The Lord's is the earth in its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas. On the waters he made it firm. Christ has appeared to us. Come, let us adore him. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who is not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor. Christ has appeared to us. Come, let us adore him. He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob. Christ has appeared to us. Come, let us adore him. O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory. Christ has appeared to us. Come, let us adore him. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war. Christ has appeared to us. Come, let us adore him. O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory. Christ has appeared to us. Come, let us adore him. Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies, he is the King of glory. Christ has appeared to us. Come, let us adore him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Christ has appeared to us. Come, let us adore him. Now we have a hymn. This is just one of our last hymns from the Christmas season. Songs of thankfulness and praise, Jesus, Lord, to you we raise, manifested by the star, to the sages from afar, branch of David's stem, in your birth at Bethlehem, anthems be to you addressed, God in flesh made manifest. Manifest at Jordan's stream, prophet, priest, and king supreme, and at Cana wedding guest, in your Godhead manifest. Manifest in divine power, changing water into wine. Anthems be to you addressed, God in flesh made manifest. Manifest in making whole parsed limbs and fainting soul. Manifest in valiant fight, quelling all the devil's might. Manifest in gracious will, ever-changing good from ill. Anthems be to you addressed, God in flesh made manifest. Grant us grace to see you, Lord, mirrored in your holy word. May we imitate you now, and your grace on us endow, that we to you may be, we like to you may be, at your great epiphany, and may praise you forever blessed, God in flesh made manifest. Amen. Now we pray for Saturday of this time. Remember us, O Lord, with your saving help. Psalm 106, the goodness of the Lord, the faithlessness of his people. These things have been written for a warning for us, for we are living at the end of the ages. 1 Corinthians 10:11. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Who can tell the Lord's mighty deeds? Who can recount all his praise? They are happy who do what is right, who at all times do what is just. O Lord, remember me out of the love you have for your people. Come to me, Lord, with your help, that I may see the joy of your chosen ones, and may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, and share the glory of your people. Our sin is the sin of our fathers. We have done wrong. Our deeds have been wicked, have been evil. Our fathers, when they were in Egypt, paid no heed to your wonderful deeds. They forgot the greatness of your love. At the Red Sea, defied the Most High. Yet he saved them for the sake of his name, in order to make known his power, He threatened the Red Sea, it dried up, and he led them through the deep as through the desert. He saved them from the hand of the foe. He saved them from the grip of the enemy. The waters covered their oppressors. Not one of them was left alive. Then they believed in his words. Then they sang his praises. But they soon forgot his deeds and would not wait upon his will. They yielded to their cravings in the desert and put God to the test in the wilderness. He granted them the favor they asked and sent disease among them. Then they rebelled, envious of Moses and of Aaron, who was holy to the Lord. The earth opened and swallowed up Dothan and buried the clan of Abiram. Fire blazed up against their clan and flames devoured the rebels. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Remember us, O Lord, come with your saving help. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Keep it carefully in mind. The Lord your God has made a covenant with you, as Antiphon 2. They fashioned a calf at Horeb and worshipped an image of metal, exchanging the God who was their glory for the image of a bull that eats grass. They forgot the God who was their Savior, who had done such great things in Egypt, such portents in the land of Ham, such marvels at the Red Sea. For this he said he would destroy them, but Moses, the man he had chosen, stood in the breach before him to turn back his anger from destruction. Then they scorned the land of promise. They had no faith in his word. They complained inside their tents and would not listen to the voice of the Lord. So he raised his hand to swear an oath that he would lay them low in the desert, would scatter their sons among the nations and disperse them throughout the lands. They bowed before the Baal of Peor, ate offerings made to lifeless gods. They roused him to anger with their deeds, and a plague broke out among them. Then Phinehas stood up and intervened. Thus the plague was ended, and this was counted in his favor from age to age forever. They provoked him at the waters of Meribah. Through their fault it went ill with Moses, for they made his heart grow bitter, and he uttered words that were rash. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Keep it carefully in mind. The Lord your God has made a covenant with you. Save your people, Lord. Bring us together from among the nations. They failed to destroy the peoples as the Lord had given command, but instead they mingled with the nations and learned to act as they did. They worshipped the idols of the nations, and these became a snare to entrap them. They even offered their own sons and their daughters in sacrifice to demons. They shed the blood of the innocent, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they offered to the idols of Canaan. The land was polluted with blood. So they defiled themselves by their deeds and broke their marriage bond with the Lord, till his anger blazed against his people. He was filled with horror at his chosen ones. So he gave them into the hand of the nations, and their foes became their rulers. Their enemies became their oppressors. They were subdued beneath their hand. Time after time he rescued them, but in their malice they dared to defy him and sank low through their guilt. In spite of this, he paid heed to their distress, so often as he heard their cry. For their sake, he remembered his covenant. In the greatness of his love, he relented, and he let them be treated with mercy by all who held them captive. O Lord our God, save us. Bring us together from among the nations, that we may thank your holy name and make it glory and make it our glory to praise you. Blessed be the Lord, God of Israel, forever, from age to age. Let all the people cry out, Amen, Amen. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Once you transformed dust into your own image, man and woman, and gave each of us a share in your own divine nature, despite the fall and the loss of our participation in your divine nature, you sent Christ to restore us to right relationship with others and with ourselves and with you. You are wonderful even now as we repeat idolatrous practices from previous generations in pardoning the man who rebels against you. Grant that grace overflow and win the conversion of many, especially the young, this year. Glory to the Father, to you, the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Save your people, Lord. Bring us together from among the nations. Now we have a very nice lesson, a short lesson from the book of Isaiah. Christ is the true light. He gives light to all people. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 66, verses 10 through 14 and 18 through 23, which means that verses 15, 16, and 17 leading up to 18 were omitted for this reading. Salvation for all people. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad because of her, all you who love her. Exalt, exalt with her, all you who were mourning over her. Oh, that you may suck fully of the milk of her comfort, that you may nurse with delight at her abundant breasts. For thus says the Lord, lo, I will spread prosperity over her like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing torrent. As nurslings she shall be carried in her lap, and fondled at her in her lap, carried in her arms and fondled in her lap. As a mother comforts her son, so will I comfort you. In Jerusalem you shall find your comfort. When you see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bodies flourish like the grass. The Lord's power shall be known to his servants, but to his enemies his wrath. I come to gather nations of every language. They shall come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them. I will send fugitives to the nations. I will send fugitives to the nations, to Tarshish, Put, and Lud, Mashoth, Tubal, and Jothan, to the distant coastlands that have never heard of my fame or seen my glory, and they shall proclaim my glory among the nations. They shall bring all your brethren from all the nations as an offering to the Lord, on horses and in chariots and carts, upon mules and dromedaries, to Jerusalem, my holy mountain, says the Lord. Just as the Israelites bring their offering to the house of the Lord in clean vessels, some of these I will take as priests and Levites, says the Lord. As the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall endure before me, says the Lord, so shall your race and your name endure. From one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all mankind shall come to worship before me, says the Lord. Responsory prayer. Behold, I come to bring together all nations and tongues. They shall come and see my glory and proclaim it to far-off lands. I have revealed your name to those you have given me out of the world. As you have sent me, now I send them. They shall come and see my glory and proclaim it to the far-off lands. Our second reading from the tradition of the Church is drawn from a sermon by St. Faustus of Risen, Bishop. The caption is The Marriage of Christ in the Church. On the third day there was a wedding. What wedding can this be but the joyful marriage of Christ, of man's salvation? A marriage celebrated by confessing the Trinity or by faith in the resurrection. That is why marriage took place on the third day, a reference to the sacred mysteries which this number symbolizes. Hence, too, we read elsewhere in the Gospel that the return of the younger son, that is, the conversion of the pagans, is marked by song and music and wedding garments. Like a bridegroom coming from his marriage chamber, our God descended to earth in his incarnation in order to be united to his Church, which was to be formed of the pagan nations. To her he gave a pledge and a dowry, a pledge when God was united to man. a dowry when he was sacrificed for man's salvation. The pledge is our present redemption, the dowry, eternal life. To those who can see only with the outward eye, all these events at Cana are strange and wonderful. To those who understand, they are also signs. For if we look closely, the very water tells of us, of our rebirth in baptism. One thing is turned into another from within, and in a hidden way a lesser creature is changed into a greater. All of this points to the hidden reality of our second birth. There water was suddenly changed. Later it will cause a change in man. For Christ's action in Galilee, then, wine is made. That is, the law withdraws and grace takes its place. The shadows fade and truth becomes present. Fleshly realities are corrupted, are coupled with spiritual, and the old covenant with its outward discipline is transformed into the new. For as the apostle says, the old order has passed away. Now all is new. The water in the jars is not less than it was before, but now begins to be what it was, what it had not been. So too, the law is not destroyed by Christ's coming, but is made better than it was. When the wine fails, new wine is served. The wine of the old covenant was good, but the wine of the new is better. The old covenant, which Jews follow, is exhausted by its letter. The new covenant, which belongs to us, has the savor of life and is filled with grace. The good wine, that is, good precepts, refer to the law. Thus we read, you shall love your neighbor but hate your enemy. But the gospel is a better and stronger wine. My command to you is this, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Responsory prayer. City of God, you will shine with wondrous light. All the ends of the earth will see your light and adore the Lord. The nations will come to you from afar. They will come bearing gifts to worship the Lord. They shall come from the east and the west, from the north and the south. They will come to you from afar. They will come bearing gifts to worship the Lord. Now let us continue with combining this with morning prayer. First, let us pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions, which is that those who are displaced by war, other types of misfortunes and injustices, will find a way to a better life through a quality education. We pray that they have access to a quality education, which they need so much in this world. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory to you, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Antiphon 1 for morning prayer. As morning breaks, we sing of your mercy, Lord, and night will find us proclaiming your fidelity. So one reason I pray for the Pope's monthly intentions is also to make us eligible for a plenary indulgence. So don't forget to ask for a partial, if not a plenary indulgence, after this video. Or this podcast, I should say. Psalm 92, praise of God the Creator. Sing in praise of Christ's redeeming work, says St. Athanasius. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning, and your truth in the watches of the night, on the ten-stringed lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp. Your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the work of your hands, I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works, how deep are your designs. The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand. Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high. See how your enemies perish. All doers of evil are scattered. To me you give the wild oxen strength. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes looked in triumph on my foes. My ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green. To proclaim that the Lord is just. In him, my rock, there is no wrong. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. As morning breaks, we sing of your mercy, Lord, and night will find us proclaiming your fidelity. Extol the greatness of our God. Deuteronomy 32 is a great prayer attributed to Moses. God's kindness to his people, so Moses speaks here, a prayer. Give ear, O heavens, while I speak. Let the earth hearken to the words of my mouth. May my instruction soak in like the rain, and my discourse permeate like the dew, like a downpour upon the grass, like a shower upon the crops. For I will sing the Lord's renown. O proclaim the greatness of our God. The rock, how faultless are his deeds, how right all his ways. A faithful God without deceit, how just and upright he is. Yet basely has he been treated by his degenerate children, a perverse and crooked race. Is the Lord to be thus repaid by you, O stupid and foolish people? Is he not your Father who created you? Has he not made you and established you? Think back on the days of old. Reflect on the years of age upon age. Ask your Father, and he will inform you. Ask your elders, and they will tell you. When the Most High assigned the nations their heritage, when he parceled out the descendants of Adam, he set up the boundaries of the peoples after the number of the sons of God. While the Lord's own portion was Jacob, his hereditary share was Israel. He found them in a wilderness, a wasteland of howling desert. He shielded them and cared for them, guarding them as the apple of his eye. As an eagle incites its nestlings forth by hovering over its brood, so he spread his wings to receive them and bore them up on his pinions. The Lord alone was their leader. No strange God was with him. Glory to you, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Extol the greatness of our God. How wonderful is your name, O Lord, in all creation. Psalm 8. The majesty of the Lord and man's dignity. The Father gave Christ lordship of creation and made him head of the church. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Your majesty is praised above the heavens. On the lips of children and of babes, you have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel. When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what is man that you should keep him in mind? Mortal man that you care for him. Yet you have made him little less than a god. With glory and honor you crown him, gave him power over the works of your hand, put all things under his feet, all of them, sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air, and fish that make their way through the waters. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Almighty Lord, how wonderful is your name. You have made your every creature subject to you. Make us worthy to give you service as we reign over creation. How wonderful is your name, Lord, in all creation. Short reading from the Book of Wisdom, not in many Protestant Bibles. Wisdom is the refugence of eternal light, the spotless mirror of the power of God, the image of his goodness, and she who is one can do all things, and renews everything while herself perduing, and passes into holy souls from age to age. She produces friends of God and prophets. Responsory prayer. All the kings of the earth will bow down and worship. All the kings of the earth will bow down and worship. Men and women of every nation will serve him. They will bow down and worship. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, all the kings of the earth will bow down and worship. At Cana in Galilee, Jesus worked the first of the signs which revealed his glory. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. And glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. At Cana in Galilee, Jesus worked the first of the signs which revealed his glory. Let us give glory to Christ, the image of God, as we call upon him in faith. Christ, Son of God, hear us. Son of God, you showed us the Father's love. Reveal him to men and women through the love we show toward one another. You revealed yourself as Lord of life. Now grant us the fullness of your life. Let our bodies be signs of your life as we bear your dying in our flesh. Illumine our hearts with the brilliant knowledge of God's light. Christ, servant of God, the Father acknowledged you as his own Son, with whom he was well pleased. Send forth your Spirit upon us. Christ, chosen one of God, you did not break the crushed reed or extinguish the wavering flame. Have mercy on us who are seeking you in good faith. Christ, Son of God, the Father called you to be a light to the nations in the new covenant. Open the eyes of the blind by the waters of baptism. Christ, Savior of mankind, the Father anointed you with the Holy Spirit for the ministry of salvation. Lead all mankind to see you and to believe in you, that they may have eternal life. Christ, our hope, look after all the souls of those in need. Lead those in darkness to light of salvation. Let's pray for all the people that we promised to pray for today and for all of our personal intentions now. Christ, Son of God, hear us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. God our Father, through your Son, you made us a new creation. He shared our nature and became one of us. With his help, may we become more like him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.